My name is Wexler, and unfortunately, I cannot resist using the word fuck. No matter what, I have to say fuck. I'm very religious. I believe in God. I believe in his saints. I believe in his prophets. Please read my book, Wexler. It's worse than you think. Hello, this is Gene Hurrah, and tonight on Hurrah's People, we meet Wexler, the phenomenon that people have been talking about. You're an amazing man. Thank you. I don't know where to begin with you, but let's begin at the beginning. You're born where?
I was born in Birmingham, Alabama.
The date? The date was August 28th, 1913. 1913, that would make you 106
years old, yeah.
No, it wouldn't, 105, so you've just lied.
Yes.
Why?
It is the only other failing that I have besides saying the word fuck, as I've indicated and as you've advertised.
Right. So you are a liar, and you use the word fuck repeatedly, but the rest of your life has been devoted to the religious transformation of yourself and others.
That is correct. I am a profound, deep, and I would even dare say illuminated believer in God, his prophets, all of his teachings, no matter the religion.
And yet you lie?
I lie.
Do you lie about your beliefs?
That's for you to know. That's for me to know and you to find out.
So it's a little bit childish, isn't it?
I don't think it's childish, no.
Why not?
Because I'm motivated not by a need or a desire to confuse you. I'm motivated by a sincere desire to be as much in the service of God as I can be.
So these other things are quirks. They are beyond your control.
That is accurate, yeah.
So the lying and the use of the word fuck, and what else?
Well, that's an interesting question because, as my wife pointed out to me, we only know what my weaknesses and failings are when they come up. So, for instance, the other day, I think I had said that I wanted to murder someone. And my wife asked me, well, are you sincere? And I said, I don't know if I'm sincere or if I'm lying.
So that would have been the failing that you have of lying?
It might have been, or I might have been sincere. Were I sincere, then I also have the desire to murder someone, to lie, and to say fuck.
So this is a really unique problem. Let me ask you, Wexler, do we call you Wexler?
I prefer to be called he.
All right, so he. Let me ask you he.
Right. I know it sounds odd.
It's a third person.
Yes, it's a third person reference.
Does that keep you humble?
I feel that it's part of, yeah, what keeps me humble and keeps me focused.
All right. So you have a reference of yourself in the third person. You say he. Is that to maintain humility? Do you do that consciously?
I don't know. It's involuntary. So while I can call myself Wexler, I prefer he. But I don't know why. And I know I get anxious and, interesting things like I get nauseous.
If the word he, if you don't refer to yourself as he.
That's right.
So you were born in Birmingham, Alabama, and you don't really know the year. You just lied about your birth date.
Right. I was actually born, if you want to know the truth. I was born.
Of course we want to know the truth.
Right. To the best of my ability, I was born on May 28th, 1943.
May 20th, 1943, which would make you, how old would you be? You'd be,
I'm 70, I'm almost 77 or, wait, I've got to do the addition now.
Do you know how to do math?
I do, but I'm just nervous, that's all. So that would make me 75 years old.
No, not yet. You're 74.
No, I'm not. I'm 70, 1933.
You said 1943.
1943 would make me 75, yeah.
Right, that's kind of what we were going for there. And you said no, it wouldn't.
I'm coming up on my 76th birthday.
Now, is that because you're trying to lie?
It's because halfway through my calculation, I realized that I was not good at math.
Well, I don't think anybody could do that. You
think that's a pretty simple, I mean, a difficult math equation? No.
I think a lot of people who are, look, everyone has to take a piece of paper and a pencil out to do sometimes the most basic, I just said basic.
Yeah. Now, I could ask you, was that on purpose? No, that was a mistake. So what would you compare that to in terms of your own persona? I would compare that to what just happened to me, which is I didn't know how to add. Okay, that was a mistake, but not knowing how to add is not even as much of a mistake as the one that I made. It's, well, they're both involuntary, but you know what? I'm confused now talking to you. Is that the purpose of your existence? It may be. You're sort of an innocent soul. You have these quirks, you have these peculiarities. You aren't sure why you do the things you do, and you don't know whether they're intentional or not. I feel as if I'm put here for a reason, but I don't know why. There are things I voluntarily do. I voluntarily love God and want to do his work, but I also know that I don't have much choice. Could you decide to serve the devil? I don't think so, no. I think that would kill me. And by that killing me, I would have to take my own life, but I wouldn't be calling that suicide. So in terms of a religious experience, killing yourself would be the devil killing you, not you. That's right. Although it's not a religious experience. What happened right there? Just slow down. What happened right there? I just got nervous. It was nothing of significance. When I get nervous, like you just, you lisp. That's right. But I didn't do it out of nerves. I did it. I was just speaking too rapidly. Okay. Wexler is with us here on the Jerry Hurrah Show, and this is The Last Hurrah, and I would love for you to call in, but we have no phone number, and nor do we have telephones. Can people just come to the studio? If you want to knock on the door of the studio, you can knock, and then one of the stagehands, I suppose, would let people in, okay? Would you like to answer questions from people off the street? I think I would, yes. I don't like phone calls because you can't get at the person who's insulting you. I don't mean that I want to get at them violently or physically. I just mean I want to see them. I want to stare them down, and I want to make sure they know that I know what they look like. And, you know, you want to intimidate? I don't know if... why am I... I'm hearing voices right now. Someone has a television set up. Turn the TV down, will you? I apologize. My crew and staff here, which should be paying attention to the telecast, is watching TCM. Interesting, yeah. This is the Jerry Hurrah Show, The Last Hurrah, and Wexler is joining us. There's a knock on the door now. Are you going to get that?
Let me see who's here. Hi. Come on in. Is this where the...
Come on in.
Come on in. This is Jerry Hurrah. Oh, hi! And this is Wexler. Mr. Wexler, do you recognize me?
I do not, know.
Okay. My name's Captain Billings, and I'm an airline pilot. I work for Delta Airlines, and I was the airline pilot on the flight you took to the city here today to be on a TV show. And we met as you were exiting. I was greeting the passengers.
Oh, you were the tall. Well, you know, I don't know whether I met the co-pilot.
No, I was the pilot, and then there was the flight attendants.
Oh, okay.
And you said nice tie, and you toyed with my tie, and then you put a finger in mine. Do you remember putting your finger in my nose?
That's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? Yeah, I don't, and I apologize for that.
So that's involuntary too. I just want to find out about these things. You know, you sound an awful lot like me. I'm the host of the show, and you're, what do you do? I'm an airline pilot. All right, get lost, will you? Sure. No more people off the street.
Okay. That was disquieting, wasn't it?
Well, I find that there's an awful lot associated with you that's disquieting. You put that man's finger in his nose, is that it?
No, I put my own finger in his nose.
As you were exiting the aircraft?
Yes.
You lie. You believe fervently in God. You say that you have the need to use the word fuck, but I haven't heard you use it but once or twice.
Yeah, that's true.
So that doesn't mean a frequent use of the word fuck.
It just means that I will use the word fuck. I've used it by saying I will use the word fuck. I've used it several times here tonight.
And you don't mean that to insult anyone? It's inadvertent.
It is inadvertent.
Is it the only thing about you that's...
Well, putting my finger in that pilot's nose was another. And again, I can't explain why I have such a devotion to God and want to spread his word, whatever it is, the Muslim word, the Jewish word, the Hindu word, the Buddhist word.
Do you think God is associated with all religion?
I think so, yes.
Is that a belief that you cultivated, or one that you just is involuntary, like, for instance, putting your finger in someone's nose?
That's involuntary.
So your concept of God is involuntary, meaning involuntarily confused.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know whether God applies to all religions.
That is involuntary, but it is a voluntary belief in God?
No, that is involuntary as well.
Is there anything... So, and fuck is involuntary.
Saying fuck is involuntary.
Let me see what else. And then
just the lying. Now, that is by choice.
That you decide to do?
Yes. I lie on purpose. Everything else is involuntary.
All right, because you did lie about your birth date, but now you're telling the truth. You said you're 70, I forget what it is.
I'm 75. And you just said what it is, and I have an aversion to that phrase because it's what I used to say to the...
Are you all right?
I'm all right. I just, this was involuntary too. Somehow I don't want to tell you this story, and so I gagged. What it is a phrase I used to say to the young prostitutes on Church Street in Orlando, Florida, in the early 1960s. And I was a young man just in my 20s. I had moved there to be in business. I think I was working, I know that I was doing accounting. I was working either for an orange grove, so a citrus grower, or some kind of a farm concern like that. But it was such a traumatic time for me. Because I, coming from a repressive home that I came from, I wanted to let it all hang out, let my hair hang down and party, as the kids would say today. And
you were trying to do that in Orlando, Florida in the early 1960s.
Right. Yeah. And so
it was, that must have been difficult, right?
It was very difficult. There was nothing to do there except going down to Church Street and trying to purchase these young women. And
the only thing, why did you say what it is?
I heard someone say that once, and I would pull up next to them and go, what it is? And they would say, what is what? And I'd be too embarrassed and I'd speed off.
Did you ever, you were sexually liberated in Orlando?
No, not really, because I never did buy a prostitute or have sex with a woman while I was there. I tried, God knows I tried.
Let me ask you this. Is that an involuntary, was that activity involuntary?
No, that was very much voluntary. What became involuntary in my life, the belief in God, the use of the word fuck, constant use of the word fuck, and some of these other things, putting my finger in people's noses.
Let's stop at that. What else do you do besides putting your finger in people's noses?
Well, I do the obvious things that people are, they're antisocial. And that's why they're embarrassing to talk about. But I pinch people's rear ends, mostly other men. And that has gotten me beaten very badly.
That's involuntary.
Of course. Yeah.
You pinch men's rear ends. Do you pinch women's rear ends?
I don't know. I do not.
Interesting. Let me ask you this, Wexler. Why do you go by just the name Wexler?
I prefer he.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you this, he. Why do you go by he? Well, I already discussed that, right?
Yeah, that's an involuntary. By the way, that's involuntary. I didn't decide to do that.
Okay, he. Where does the name Wexler come from?
That's apparently what my last name is. So I use it as my legal last name. I use as my legal first name him or he. Him Wexler or he Wexler.
Okay, and so what you're asking me is to address you by your first name.
That's correct, yeah.
Jerry Hurrah here on The Last Hurrah on public television. With me is Wexler, or as he prefers to be known, he or him, and a very peculiar collection of idiosyncrasies, personal and otherwise. He or him is involuntary. He doesn't know why he calls himself that, but he does. He invades the personal space of other people by putting his finger in their noses or pinching their rear ends. He only pinches the rear ends of other men, even though he is himself heterosexual. And you say that's gotten you beaten.
It's gotten me very badly beaten a couple of times, yeah.
A couple of times. Are you able to control that?
No.
So you don't know when you go out into the world?
I don't know, in other words, if that's the day I get another beating, because I may pinch... What I try to do is stay away from other men as much as I can, and I try to certainly stay away from situations where there are lots of men and they're drinking or doing things that would
precipitate a violent response.
Yes.
Have you ever pinched another man's rear end and he's been fine with it?
No, I've never pinched another man's rear end where he's been fine with it, but there have been some men who've looked at me kind of funny and moved away or said something. They never beat me up, you know.
I'm just curious, how many men beat you up for that and how many men just...
Well, very few beat you up. I've had two bad beatings. I've had a couple of people push me, that kind of thing. I would say, though, but, you know, it's generally well over 50% of the time, it's a physical reaction. They'll push you, they'll shove you, punch you.
Punching being different from the beating?
Yes, yeah. You can get punched, and then that's the end of that. A couple times they've called for a police officer, this kind of thing.
Okay, so that's involuntary. The belief in God is involuntary. The lying is voluntary.
The lying is voluntary, yeah.
Though using the word fuck. Now, that is the most infrequent of all. I shouldn't say that. Where would you put that on the scale of activities?
Well, I mean, I say fuck every day. I've said fuck several times in this interview, but then so have you, so.
One might say that I've given you permission to use that word by discussing it.
Yeah. But it can be embarrassing. I give an example. I don't even remember if I'm married or not.
I think you said that you are, or maybe you're not. Does anyone here remember? We'll have to go back and look at the tape.
Yeah, I could very well be married.
Well, why don't you remember whether you're married?
Because that's an involuntary. Getting married is involuntary. So I might have gotten married somewhere. And
you're not living with her. You don't know she exists. You know, have you gone through... Do you have amnesia over these things?
Some things you do and you forget that you do them. That's not necessarily amnesia. That's just... It's like misplacing your car keys.
Well, I dare say getting married, though, is not the same.
No, that's true. That's true. But by the same token, you could go out on a Friday night and drink an awful lot of alcohol, and you won't remember half the things you've done. Now, I'm not saying that I've gotten married under the influence of alcohol, but I believe, having talked to a number of psychiatrists, that's there are actions that I just black out.
Okay, now that's interesting. You've gone to psychiatrists?
I've gone to psychiatrists, yeah.
And how have they psychoanalyzed this?
They have not. They've medicated me. And I've done that on purpose. Psychiatrists generally don't. No, there are no really good psychiatrists who are therapists. Most psychiatrists know how to medicate.
Oh, so you've gone to psychiatrists just for the meds, so to speak?
Yes.
And what meds, if you don't mind me asking?
I'd rather not say.
But are you on... Will you tell me, are you on antidepressants?
I'd really rather not say, because if I do, it prejudices your belief, or it prejudices your view of me.
But it would also, wouldn't it also give us, wouldn't it also tell us about why you do what you do?
No, there's nothing that is biochemically wrong with my brain that would explain. In other words, there's no bipolar, there's no depression.
Well, for instance, some people might think that you're lying about certain things, you're creating a fantasy life, is in its way sort of a psychotic. Have you thought about that?
I don't think it's psychotic because I do know at all times. Obviously, I'm conducting a conversation with you. I'm aware of the things that I lie about. I'm aware of the things that are involuntary. So I have a grasp of reality, but the reality I'm living...
The reality you're living is one that's difficult for other people to understand.
Yes. I get that.
We are here with him Wexler, or he Wexler. He is 75 years old. You look very good for 75.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you're not lying about your age.
I was.
Okay, so when were you born?
I was born in 1953.
All right, so you've told two lies about you. You said you were born in 1913, which would have put you over 100 years of age.
Right.
What is your... Can I ask you, will you please tell me the truth?
You can ask me to tell the truth. And I may lie and say, sure, I'll tell you the truth, but I may be lying.
Well, how can we, you know, and if you don't want to tell me your age, that's fine.
Well, that seems to be my problem. So I'll give you my birth date.
What is your birth date?
December 28th.
And it's not 1943?
No, it's not 1943. It's not 1913.
You're younger than both of those?
Yes.
All right. You don't want to tell us the decade?
I will say that I'm in my 60s.
Is that the truth?
No.
Okay. Can I ask you this then?
Sure.
Would you just simply not say anything, if would you, is it all right with you not to say anything rather than lie to us?
I'd rather not do that. I want to have that option of lying.
And you could be lying right now.
Yes.
So I would have to assume that everything you say is a lie.
Yeah, that's your freedom to choose that. But I can tell you that I've lied tonight. I've only lied about my birth date and my age. Everything else has been true.
Let's get back to this evening, the gentleman who we spoke with. And
I'm sorry, by the way, that he was the only man that you wanted to talk to.
Well, we don't have a phone system here, so we can't take phone calls. So we did ask people from out on the street, if you're going by our studio, to just knock on the stage door there, and he would be let in. And he was the pilot on your flight here, and you stuck your finger in his nose as you were leaving.
Yes.
Was it a hostile act?
No, it was an act of, it's like shaking someone's hand.
Do you know how to shake people's hands?
I don't think I ever have. I don't think I've ever mastered that.
You have never, in all the years you've lived, and you say you're in your 60s.
Yes.
And you're not lying?
No. I told you I wouldn't lie about that, and I'm not.
Okay. In all those years, but how do I know you're not lying? I just have to take your word for that.
I'm afraid so. I there's no other way I can assure you of that.
Well, in all of those years, you've never shaken a person's hand.
I might have as a young person, but as an adult, I don't recall ever shaking anyone's hand.
You put your finger in that pilot's nose as that's your kind of greeting.
Yeah, that's to me, that's the same. I've heard people explain why they shake someone's hand, and that's why I put my finger in a man's nose.
What about pinching other men on the rear end?
That's the same thing, yeah, it's like a greeting.
Are you lying right now?
No.
Are you lying?
No, if I tell you I'm not lying, I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. But then again, if I say I'm telling the truth, I could be lying about that. So let me just say this. If I say to you I'm not lying, I'm not lying. That's truthful. But, I made a mistake there.
All right. Are you lying?
I'm not lying. If I say to you the phrase, I'm telling the truth, then I could be lying.
And you're not applying that phrase to what you just told me?
No, I'm not.
So, all right. So let's proceed on the, you know what? I don't even know why we're talking. If you put your finger in someone's nose and you say you've gotten beatings for pinching people, have you gotten beatings for putting your finger in someone's nose?
No, I've never been beaten up, but I've certainly had police officers. I've had the police called innumerable times and all kinds of reactions. I understand it's very bizarre.
You do understand how your behavior is.
I know that my behavior is not normal.
What was your home? Can you tell me about your parents?
Sure. I had a home life that was, for me, it was normal. And I don't recall being unhappy. There was a succession of mothers. My father, my real mother, I never knew because she gave me up for adoption, according to my father.
I have to ask you if I can. Is there some way of me knowing that everything you're about to say is the truth, or do I have to ask you if it's the truth at the end?
You'd want to ask me at the end.
You can't tell me now?
Most of everything I'm going to be telling you is the truth. Well, see, that's a lie, though.
Yes, so
I'm not going to be lying.
Okay.
Yeah. Please don't ask me, if I say it's the truth, I'm going to be lying.
So you're not lying?
I'm not lying.
Go ahead.
My father married a succession of women, all of them they were my mothers. I had like six or seven different mothers. I probably eight or nine. By the time I moved out, I turned 18, and I went to school back east. I went to a small school called Waterdy, and that's in New Jersey, and it's a state school. They have Rutgers.
Yes.
And Waterdy is another state university in New Jersey.
And where was that located?
In the village of Waterdy, New Jersey. So I left home at 18, and by the time I left home, my father had married eight or nine different women, all of them mothers to me, to greater or lessening degrees.
Would you say the greater influence on you was your father?
No, I would say that my father had very little influence on me. Most of those women did.
The eight or nine, you don't know how many?
I don't recall. But eight or nine different stepmothers.
Was your relating to them, was it normal?
Well, I mean, as normal as it can be for you know, having eight different or nine different women coming in out of your life.
In other words, there was nothing improper. They didn't treat you.
No. And they were friendly people.
Did you have siblings?
I had the children. I had step siblings. So it really was my father and I, and then these different women with their different kids. It was kind of just this merry-go-round of people.
And do you connect any of this to your current state of mind?
Well, it could be, but like I say, I've never had any real psychoanalysis. I've had psychiatrists who've prescribed pretty good drugs. And when I say pretty good drugs, they've elevated my mood. I've felt euphoric at times. I have felt strong. I've gotten a little cotton mouth. Some people have said, well, are you taking what's known as a stimulant, amphetamine or speed? I said, I don't know what that is. I just know that the drugs that I take make me feel really good.
How do you feel right now?
I feel great.
You feel great. So when you take these, I'm assuming these are neurotransmitter, they are designed for...
They're designed for to alleviate, modify mood and alleviate depression.
Okay. So when you take these drugs and you feel great right now...
Yes.
But you're still lying and saying fuck...
I haven't said fuck except now. That's the one thing I will say that has not been involuntarily dropped much in this interview, and that's me saying the word fuck. And that would probably be the...
Would you say that's the result of the medicine?
Yeah. It'd have to be, because I haven't said fuck all that much, but it obviously is... coming over here, like I said, I put my finger in the nose of that Delta pilot and... I've been lying to you about my age until you asked me to tell, until you said, please don't lie, and I stopped lying. And we got squared away the whole thing about truth. And the involuntary, my belief in God. I would say that what you're getting here from him is as near a normal person as you can possibly get.
Which do you prefer, him? You prefer him?
I prefer he.
Okay, we're with he. He Wexler. Your book, though, is called Wexler.
Well, the book was originally going to be called He Wexler. Not He Wexler, but He, comma, Wexler. I liked it, but I thought it sounded too much like iRobot or one of these other vanities that we've seen.
Of course.
So I decided just to call it Wexler, and then I would explain the he or him phenomenon, later on.
And this is just my opinion. Wouldn't it have been more... relevant to call it him or he, since that's the variable here?
Perhaps. I didn't want it to sound too far out, too weird.
Too oddball?
Yeah, I didn't want it to sound like I am a mental case. Obviously, I have an abnormal personality, but I didn't want people to think that I'm so strange that I have to be called he. I do have to be called he or him if you're going to refer to me in my first name.
All right, let's stop. What happened right there?
I was just thinking really hard,
And when you think really hard,
it causes me to sort of.
Is it a spasm of some kind?
It's trying to get the, it's like the word is there and I'm trying to push it out of my brain down into the mouth. I see myself pushing against a large rock, which is the word, and I'm trying to push it, and the rock will fall down into the mouth, and then I have to roll it down the tongue.
You're seeing yourself doing this while you're...
Yeah. And it only breaks for me. I'm only able to break out of that and pronounce the word when I take myself away from that hallucination.
So you're actively hallucinating?
Yes.
That is fascinating. He or him, or as the book is called, Wexler. He was born, we don't know what decade. His birthday, though, is December 20th. You don't deal with any of this in the book.
No, I don't find it interesting. I know other people do, and I know other people consider it necessary. But as I say, it is a non-autobiography. It's a non-biography biography because it does not. It's not enhanced with the same things that most biographies are. deal with, you know. And
for instance, there's I've talked to you about your family. You don't mention your family. You don't mention any siblings. You didn't have any siblings. We're finding that out for the first time. You don't mention your birthday. The opening line in the book is, you're in a room in upstate New York, is it?
In Utica, New York, yeah.
You're in a room, and you're talking to someone, and that's where it commences.
Right.
How old are you?
I know I'm young. I don't know how old I am.
Is that where your memory begins?
Oh, no, no. My memory starts as a baby.
Well, why didn't you start there?
Because there's nothing real.
Are you hallucinating right now?
It wasn't important. What did you ask me?
I asked, were you hallucinating just then?
I was, yeah.
So were you pushing a...
I was pushing a word out of my head. I was trying to get the word important, and I could see myself with a crew of guys, and it was a yellow, like a Caltrans truck, and we had thrown lines around and ropes around this boulder, and we were trying to pull it out of a sort of a cave in my brain and shove it down this passageway to my mouth. And there was a crew of guys waiting to receive it there. But once it bounced down onto the tongue, I came out of the hallucination.
I don't think I've ever heard a story quite like yours, and I mean that as a compliment, him. I hope you're taking it that way.
I am.
I've never heard a story quite like yours. And this book, which is an autobiography, did anyone offer to write your biography? Has any television or station or film crew?
Well, no. Jerry, I'm hoping that they will as the result of this interview.
Are you lying right now?
I am, yeah.
All right, so you don't hope that anyone will be interviewing you?
I hope they stay away from me.
You don't want a movie made? You don't want...
No.
Why?
Who would want, I've come on your program tonight because you were pretty relentless in wanting to interview me.
Well, because of the encounter you had with our producer, Horace Greystoke, and some of the assistants who had met you downtown, and you were standing there with your hand in the a woman's dress. Do you remember any of this?
Yeah, that was I seem to remember.
And they asked you, and you just handed up her dress. She didn't even know you were there. Do you remember any of this?
No.
All right, Tommy.
Hi, him. Do you remember when we saw you at the Perry Brothers?
Oh, I remember meeting you guys there.
Right. When we first saw you, you were standing with a cup of coffee talking to someone, but your other hand, your right hand, was up a lady's dress. And...
Now, what was she doing?
She wasn't aware of it. She was standing in line waiting to pay a cashier for her lunch.
I don't remember that.
Are you lying?
Yeah.
Then you do remember.
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me just ask this. You remember putting your hand up her dress? Was that a way of shaking her hand?
Yes.
Was your hand not doing anything?
No, I just had it, as would be the custom, it just was resting on one cheek of her rear end.
And the woman, did you know her?
Yes.
Oh, you knew her?
Yes, I did.
Was she your girlfriend?
Yes.
Are you lying?
No.
Okay.
What about...
No, that's fine. That's fine. Horace, go ahead. So, but my crew, my team, decided to interview you based on that encounter.
I know that, yeah.
Do you know how unusual that, even if you knew, even as you say you knew her, and you're not lying...
I'm not lying, no.
What is her name?
I don't want to tell you because I...
I understand. Is she currently your girlfriend?
No.
Can you tell me, and I think I've asked you and you said you were lying, have you been married?
I have been married.
And you're lying?
Yes.
So you've never been married?
I've never been married, no.
Can you tell me, truthfully, how many girlfriends you've had?
No.
You can't tell me truthfully?
No, I can't. I can tell you that I've had some 700 women sexually. But I'm lying.
Well, how many... Truth... Tell me the truth. How many have you had?
I've probably over 1,000.
Over 1,000? That's truth.
Well, now, you asked the wrong question. Yes, I'm lying.
Why would it matter if you're lying or not based upon the question I ask? Either you're telling the truth or not.
Because when you say, are you telling the truth, I have to tell you I'm lying. When you ask me, are you lying, I must tell you the truth.
But if I say, are you telling the truth, and you say, no, I'm lying, are you lying about that?
Yes.
All right. So in other words, I don't know where we are here.
I think you're asking me how many...
Yeah, how many girlfriends have you had?
I've had... Well, I've told you I was lying when I said 7,000. I mean, 700. I've had sexual contact with over 1,000.
But how many women have you been in a relationship with? Have you been committed to? Have you... Like the lady who you had your hand up her dress. How long had you been going out with her?
I'd known her a couple of weeks.
2 weeks, and you'd known her, but she was your girlfriend.
We had a... Yes, we'd agreed to be... monogamous with each other and one other person. I would be compromising her. If I told you what that was all about, it would be more of a compromising her privacy.
I see. But you were monogamous with each other, but you also could be having sex with one other person.
Yeah, she needed to have sex with this other person. And I completely agreed to it and understood it.
Well,
I know it's very confusing.
No, it's not. Well, yes, it is. But it's also we've run out of time here on the Jerry Hurrah Show. This has been Wexler. He Wexler or him Wexler. His book is Wexler. And there's
nothing for the dust jacket. No,
I noticed that I would look to see even the author. You have no you didn't write this book.
Well, no, it's an autobiography, but I didn't write it.
It's an autobiography, but you didn't write it.
No, I mean.
And you're not lying.
I'm not.
Well, you know that. Thank you for answering that. Because I've long suspected that a lot of autobiographies
have been written by other people.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you truthfully, this is an autobiography written by someone else,
whose name you don't want us to know.
No.
Is it because the person's famous?
No, I just don't want you to know who he is. I guess I just gave away that to him.
Are you telling the truth?
No.
But by me saying, "Are you telling the truth?" you have to say no. Are you lying?
No.
So it is a him,
yes.
I don't even remember.
I don't either, no.
The Last Hurrah with Jerry Hurrah on public television.
The Last Hurrah has been executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Been nice meeting you.
Thank you.